So we're going to make an attempt to informing you what's been going on in the city throughout 2017 and what we look forward to in 2018. So see how well I can do this. But first, I guess I'd like to thank the Kiwanis and Rotary Clubs for hosting this annual city address. It's my honor to serve the citizens of Rock Island. You know, it's been close to around 250 days. The city of Rock Island is a very diverse, committed team of elected officials. Just to read those off, just for so people get to know them. Not all of them are here, though, but we got Alderman Ivory Clark, which is the first ward. Virgil Mayberry, the second ward. James Spergettis, the third ward. Steve Tallinnere, the fourth ward, and I believe he's in attendance here. We have Dylan Parker in the fifth ward. Joshua Shipp in the sixth ward. And Dave Geenan in the seventh ward. Should I tell him what you asked me to mention, Dave? Or, you know, one of the best, most hardworking council members, he says.
I like that.
But, you know, Steve may have something to say about that. I don't know. But these dedicated individuals, you know, as most of you know, but have to make difficult decisions and also get the crystal ball out and look at the future of Rock Island. And so they do work very hard and have it in their best interest, the city in the best interest. To talk about, I'm going to go through several departments of City Hall and talk about some of the things that they've accomplished in 2017. And after looking at some of these, I got looking at them and I said, holy smokes, how'd they get everything done? There's a lot of great things that have been accomplished. Some have been started years ago, some just recently. But so for one, we implemented body cameras. We were the first one in the Quad Cities to do that. And that really helps with investigations and transparency in instances that happen. We really believe that it offers a fair opportunity for the officer and the citizens that they're working with to have a fair and equitable opportunity for transparency. This really is a great new innovative way that's been happening a wave throughout the country and has now come to the Quad Cities. I read this morning that City of Davenport is now installing theirs. So it is continuing to grow. Conducted monthly crime prevention partnership meetings. Every month they have a meeting down at the police station in the community room and encourage citizens to come down, and they pick a different topic each month and work with that. Whether it be crime, whether it be neighborhood involvement, etc., they pick the different topics and try to get people involved and ask questions and understand what is happening with the police department and throughout the city. So this is a great way to work with the citizens. You know, with that, you know, major crime, violent crime, has dropped again in 2017 by double digit in the city of Rock Island. So it's at least 2 years in a row. And so what they've been doing has been working. What the citizens have been helping with is working. Crime is down dramatically. Violent crime is down dramatically in the city of Rock Island. So that is wonderful. They complete some training. Certified detectives completed all the training to certify a detective to conduct forensic, I can't even speak, forensic, the analyst of digital data. Enabling to, but what they, you know, once again, the new technology today and phones and computers and everything else, it adds an avenue for investigations in that electronic data. And so we've got certified detectives now that can work with that data and know how to handle it legally and work on and getting to the bottom of the problems. Of course, this, by doing it in-house, saves time, saves money, and works more efficiently. Assigned an officer to Drug Enforcement Administration Task Force. They've done this for a number of years. We continue to support the Drug Enforcement Task Force. Once again, they keep on making great inroads into that and controlling that problem in the Quad Cities here. Now, once again, this is my first, as you'll see, as a common theme throughout these departments, partnership. Because that is a partnership amongst all the communities in the Quad Cities, this task force. And so it's not just to work in the city of Rock Island, but throughout the Quad City area. We have an officer, Ryan DeRitter, was honored in 2017 Police Officer of the Year at the annual Knights of Columbus Award Ceremony. So once again, getting some recognition for the great work that they do. It reminds me, I guess, a story, and I talked to an officer that was going up 31st Avenue and saw a woman that had an electric wheelchair. Battery died and everything else, and he helped her up the top of the hill, called for help, waited with her, and went, quote, above and beyond in trying to make sure that the citizens are safe in the Quad Cities, or in the city of Rock Island. Received the 2017 EMS, conducted, then we go to the fire department. We conducted Operation Prom program with both Rocky and Almond. Once again, partnership, not just with city officials or municipalities, but with schools. Once again, this is to help with the prom programs, making sure they come off safe. The parents can feel that it's been operated and checked out. You can feel comfortable that your daughters and your sons going to these parties, that they're conducted and operated in a safe manner. We had three members in the fire department complete training to be a certified fire investigators. Once again, being certified allows us to be able to investigate these things on a timely basis, so it saves time, saves money, and adds depth to the department of their knowledge, along with EMS projects. This is very helpful. We also had Justin Wolvert honored as the 2017 Firefighter of the Year for the annual Knights of Columbus Civic Award. So once again, recognizing someone in the fire department for their outstanding job and citizenship. We received the 2017 EMS Bronze Award from the American Heart Association. Once again, trying to partner with people and educate the public on different parts of safety. Once again, I'll use partnered with Red Cross, the Quad Cities, for Sound the Alarm campaign, giving out free fire detectors, helping them install them, and making everybody safe. And I think that's got delayed. There was some bad weather when this happened. It got delayed a little bit, but they got that accomplished. It saves lives, and it's free. And I want to say it's free. The city of Rock Island didn't purchase them. The fire department didn't purchase them. It was the Quad City Red Cross that got some funds and purchased these and to help make our citizens safe. The department was designated as a Weather Ready Nation ambassador for the National Weather Service, which, once again, getting involved and being well-rounded and being able to communicate to the citizens when there's issues. And we can help out. We also, we adopted the 2015 International Fire Code. 2015, people say, wait a minute, it's 2018, you're still 3 years behind. Well, the fire codes and building codes and everything else work that way in a lot of cases. And they have to, sometimes it's not always best to be on the leading edge because it could be the bleeding edge, so to speak. But we caught up. But there were some major differences between, I think we're in the 2008 or 9 fire codes, and there were some major differences. And I'll speak about this a little later also, but this dovetails very closely with the building trades and the building inspection codes that we adopted also. Parks Department. Once again, you're going to see a lot of theme here, partnership. Hallberg Civic Center entered into a public-private operational agreement with the Friends of Hallberg. And if you haven't been up to the Hallberg Center, it's an outstanding place. They've done a great job of polishing it up and making it useful again. It's amazing the number of events they have at that place already. We had a little Christmas event up there, and it was decorated outstanding. It was just, and the service was wonderful. They have a liquor license. They can service all your needs. Thank you, Mark, for that also. I had to sign a liquor license, but their attorney is over here. Difficult to work with a former mayor and attorney that knows the liquor laws. And I'm the newbie. But we worked together with it and got it accomplished. It's a great to see this kind of partnership happening and furthering the history in Rock Island. They were able to accomplish miscellaneous projects such as tuck pointing, landscaping, refinishing floors, painting, plumbing, amongst other things. So they were able to use private dollars, private volunteer time, not city funds, to be able to accomplish a lot of these. So please help support that. Another partnership, Douglas Park, is another successful private-public. They completed projects, refurbished the large ball diamond, put new surface down, an irrigation system, redid the fence. They put a new community playground down there, which was not there before, added that amenity to it. And they're still not done. They're still going to work more. But there was a lot of people volunteered their time, put some money in it, and were able to take a tired park and revitalize it. And it's getting a lot of good use. There was a great baseball game down there, I believe, between Allman and Rocky. Rocky won. sorry, Allman people. But so once again, I think we're seeing these type of things happen throughout the city. And then Hodge Park. We put some new playground equipment up there. You know, it was the oldest equipment in the park department. Bill, you can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but that's what I was told. And they were able to get that replaced. And once again, this park board working on cycling through and getting things updated with the people in the neighborhoods. And so this is a great, great project. Let me just back up to Douglas Park. I think I mentioned in this room before. You've probably seen it, and I guess I'm promoting this. You know, I'm going to go back to Douglas Park. The first NFL football game was played at Douglas Park, mm-hmm. for those that didn't know it. And most of you are shaking your head. I don't think anybody's around at the time, but they're not that old here. But once again, I think that's something we need to continue to promote and work with in the city of Rock Island. You talk about tourism with Joe's organization and everything else. I think if we can get that going stronger, that would be a great plus for the city. So that's something for 2018 or 19. To be able to work with, but it's a great thing to have. Highland Springs, they partnered with First Tee of the Quad Cities, became a great training ground for the youth in learning how to play a sport, but even more than important, they helped build a self-esteem with the students. It's, I guess, a known fact that if you can keep the youth involved in something, it doesn't make any difference, music, sports, art, whatever, that they can do better in school. And so this is another way to be able to accomplish that. And so it was a great thing to have and support. So we have that out now at Highland Springs. Continuing, the park board partnered with Martin Luther King Center, Boys and Girls Club, on their summer day camp, serving approximately 300 kids. So they partnered in, once again, keeping kids involved, keeping them healthy. Is a very important aspect. So the park board worked with that partnership. A new position in the park board was a special events and fundraiser manager. It created some new exciting events and secured some money. Once again, not city money, went out and did some fundraising, as they do well. But, you know, once again, if you listen to the, I think it was every week, there was music in Lincoln Park, free for people to go to. It was outstanding. So once again, some amenities and great things. So the park board worked on that. Down in Schriever Park, they did some new programming down there. They partnered with the district, Renaissance Rock Island, for on several events that they had not done before. And so once again, we're working together, as I believe someone up here put it, as arm in arm with people that I think is a very important part. And they did some events down at, once again, at Schriever Park together with the district. Then they turned to money saving and sustainability. They did some energy upgrades at RIFAC. The common thing is LED lighting, but they went farther than that and went throughout the whole building, and might have started even when Bill was there, because it takes time to implement these things. But this saved... cut the expenses, the utility expenses, by 40%. And so there's some money to expend it, to put up front, but there is a payback to some of these things. So they cut the utility bill by 40% at RIFAC, so helping save the taxpayers some money. Once again, partnered with the Moline Parks and Rec Department for several programs. They've not done that in a while. And use of RIFAC. Moline does not have a facility like RIFAC. And so they've been looking for something like that and activities for their children and families. And so the Rock Island Park Board partnered together with Moline and working with their park and rec. And we look for these things to continue in the future and expand. Real quick, information technology, or IT. Introduced new website look to offer improvements. We need to stay up to date. Mobile users, a lot of people are using phones these days. Need to make sure that it is compatible with phones and that sort of thing. And so that was very important. Some of these things, and I'll continue to go through, but some of these things are behind the scenes that a lot of us don't see. I know I didn't see all of it right away, but there's a lot of processes happening in the background to help the citizens. And I keep saying Rock Island, and that's what we're here for, but really the Quad Cities, to people and visitors to get to know. IT also worked on the meeting agendas, YouTubing, you can YouTube, streaming YouTube, online police reports, once again, making it convenient for people to work with the city. It adds transparency, easier access, easier to navigate, and so once again, I know that I'm challenged technically sometimes and need some of this assistance to make it user-friendly. Don't expect me to hit that arrow over. Tell me to hit that arrow over or something. I don't know. Once again, in transparency, I know that the city council and staff are really focused on making the city hall more transparent and easy for people to understand what's going on and give their opinions. We replaced some cameras, whether it be downtown, security cameras. We added some in some neighborhoods. Once again, continue to try to look at safety and being able to investigate things as they happen. And so we've worked on the security cameras throughout the city, both in neighborhoods and the residential area, or the retail areas. And of course, worked on security on the system itself for hacking. These days seems to be a thing that happens once in a while. Gotta watch my time here, don't I? HR. Worked on, had their 7th annual Benefits and Wellness Partnership with Rock Island County. Once again, I use the word partnership. Two organizations, public organizations working together. This was designed for the employees of the county and the city. It didn't have as much as the citizens and everything else. But you remember, like all our businesses that we ran or worked at, is you got to make sure you got a good environment and well-educated employees on wellness and benefits. So it was very, very important. And they opened a wellness center in partnership with Genesis that saved the city $173,000. So once again, continuing to work on savings for the tax dollar, for the taxpayer. We can't forget about that. Some people think you just raise taxes and forget about it, and that's not the case so far. A number of departments have been working very hard at trying to save money. They worked on keeping the commercial insurance rate flat, trying to contain costs. As you know, insurance rates, now health care, we all know that's going up, but some of the others do too, and so they worked very hard at that. Martin Luther King Center received the Illinois Governor's Hometown Award this past fall. So one of the work that they're doing received an award. They added a family advocacy program, not only working with the youth there. Sometimes people think of Martin Luther King as just the youth, but it's the whole family, and looking at that unity. And once again, you work at the unity part of it, and not just one part or the other, the parents or the children. You get better results when you work with it together. They also held their first annual legislative breakfast. Once again, the opportunity to the citizens to meet legislators to meet citizens, understand their needs, understand what's happening, whether it be state and federal, city. So Martin Luther King was very involved with that and started that trend. Library developed a partnership, once again, with Augustana College, Thomas Treadway Library, and working with them. And some reciprocals between the two libraries. Renewed their partnership with the Milan Blackhawk Public Area Library District. We have a branch library in Southwest Rock Island. Once again, talk about taxpayer dollars and that sort of thing. That is all financially supported by the Milan Blackhawk Area Public Library. Financially, but is run by the City of Rock Island, or the Rock Island Library. Library membership cards have been trending up, meeting people's needs. Must be. It's obviously being used more. Finance department. How can you find something exciting about the finance department? Huh? Well, actually, there was some good things, and I guess if you're an accountant, type deal. We received the Government Finance Officers Association Award, GFOA, for the 2016 audit and the 2017 budget. I wasn't around for either one of those, but Mr. Pauley was, and a few others. So it shows that we have some sound financial tracking and people there doing the right things. That's for sure. We still remain at the top quartile of bond rating. The lower you get in that bond deal, the more expensive it is to do bonds, and the taxpayers' money, trying to be conscious of that. We're an A1 minus at this point, the top quartile. And so that is very positive in the finance side. Public Works Department. Man, I watched my time here. This year, there's just so many things going on. But they had four major street reconstruction projects this last year. Anytime we do a major reconstruction type deal, a lot of times they're digging down deep and working on the separation of the sewer and the stormwater. And they do get expensive and time-consuming, but we sued a long time ago, and boy, you can talk to John Phillips about that, I'll think. But it's a major and expensive separation project that the city's been going through for a good number of years. But we're just about to the end of that part of it. So I won't name all the streets that we fixed up, but also they do spend about $600,000 in concrete patching, where they dig down to the subgrade and fix it, the concrete that way versus just a surface deal. It's more cost effective sometimes than replacing the whole street. You can add some longevity to the street that way. A process that started not too long ago was hot in place recycling program. Big machine. If you haven't seen it, it's hard to describe. And once again, if afterwards you want to talk to Randy, he's the expert on that over here. But big machine, it will grind up the asphalt that's there, if it's asphalt or that type of product, heat it up, melt it, and relay it and seal the deal. You can go a lot farther with less money in resealing streets and making them last a lot longer. It's a great efficient way to work with it versus having to tear the whole thing up every time. So they're working on that. Implemented new sidewalk program. Used to be a 50-50 cost-wise. Citizens paid 50, or the business paid 50, the city paid 50. It's not that way anymore. It still costs money. So I'm not going to say it's free. It's still taxpayers' money. But we've taken that and expanded that, and now we're finding partners, once again, partners. The Rock Island School District, replacing some of the sidewalks around there in different parts of the schools, and they paid for part of it. And the city paid for part, shared the expense. So once again, partnering with other public entities. Alley projects, once again, I might be wrong, but I think that Randy started this when he's in Public Works, but some of the alleys have been neglected, really hadn't been claimed as city streets and everything else, and they're working on refinishing. We've done 14 blocks of alleys that we've resurfaced and made them, they got rid of those potholes and make them a lot more convenient and better to work with. New water, this is a big expense to the city. It started, kicked off this year. It won't be completed until August of 2019. But the water treatment filtration plant, it's over 100 years old. So now we took care of the process and everything else, the water going back out into the Mississippi, being our sewage and stormwater. Now we got to update our process of the water coming in. Not saying what we got is bad. We just need to update it. When things break down now, you have to custom make parts. Gets very expensive. It's not energy efficient, the motors and everything else. And so we're spending $19 million over the next couple of years in building a new filtration plant to be more efficient and last another 100 years. Once again, there's a lot of internal partnerships going, some internally. The city, once again, a lot closer relationship with the Public Works Department and the Park Board and the library. I know when they did some cleaning up the library, the Park Board and or the Public Works took some equipment up there, helped them clean out the trees, et cetera. And so there is a great deal amount of internal partnership going on between departments within the city. Community economic development. We could go on. It's a lot of things here. I'm not going to list all the different storefronts and that opened or closed because we had a good number of them both ways. Fortunately, more open than closed, but I don't know about numbers of jobs or anything else. But we did implement, as I mentioned before, building codes. We implemented the 2015 building codes, integrates with the fire code. I didn't understand that stuff, and it was a great learning experience, I know for me, understanding how those two dovetail together. You really can't do one without the other. When the state and the federal governments have built those things, they look at the new building materials as far as the fire goes. And you have to do them together, including sprinkler systems. We've signed a number of agreements with some commercial developments. Like I said, I wasn't going to list them, but I know that there's been a number that have happened in 2017, but we have some great exciting things that should be coming in 2018 that are in the works, just can't be publicized at this point, but there's some good things happening. Looking at some retail projects out in Southwest Rock Island, 18th Avenue, that should be helping the retail side of things. We've eliminated some blight, like we have in many years, over the years, torn down some houses that just got too far down and were causing problems, health-wise, criminal-wise, and just appearance. But, you know, we want to save history, but sometimes some things just aren't there. Worked on several projects, Community Economic, along with the Public Works, and the Hilltop up there, if those remember real quick, my Happy Joe's or Cool Beans, there was a fire up there. Got that cleared up, got a nice little urban park up there for now, got some picnic benches and tables up there, and a nice place for people to sit and enjoy up there. Community involvement, re-energizing a lot of that in the neighborhoods. Some of those have had people got fatigued and let slip and everything else. The city is committed, the city staff is committed to being involved with those, helping organize, setting dates, times, taking minutes, and trying to find good solutions in those areas. We are bringing back a couple of those in neighborhoods, or a couple new ones, or one that I know Mark started, the Advanced Sustainability and Technology Task Force is being brought back and kind of reinvented. We have a couple tasks for them, as ready for them, and here in mid-January to the end of January, that group will be meeting for the first time to work on some tasks, almost like Parks did it at RIFAC, expanding that to other city buildings and facilities, along with calling it multimodal. There was a biking committee out there, and we're going to do it biking, busing, and walking. Put those together and work with that, and putting the committee together. That should start the first part of February. Interesting enough, I was looking at the different committees, and trying to watch time, I apologize. You know, we have over 30 committees out there, committees and boards and everything else, and over 150 to 160 people that volunteer their time for these organizations, for these things, to help the citizens, to help the city. And so there's a lot of involvement that way between the citizens. Issued a lot of building permits, inspections, health inspections. They were very busy with that sort of thing. So that kind of, real quick, is a little bit of a summary of 2017, to a certain degree. The city has had several unexpected setbacks this past several years, as we've all read in the press all the time. They seem to sometimes bring up the setbacks, but we all have those in our lives, in our business, and everything else. And we have to move forward away from those and learn from our mistakes and do better. We've also had a lot of personnel changes. Randy Tweet was appointed city manager. We had Larry Cook appointed public works director. Relatively new, and of course, like I said, the Dennis's speech before was John Grip in the Park and Rec. We've had several people in the community economic department underneath Chandler Poole's fairly new, the CE director, and several people underneath him are new. So there's been a good number of new people, new faces at City Hall, including city council members. There's three new city council members, and of course the mayor, so you got four people that are new sitting up there. And then some of the other city council members have been there for a while, but not a long time. Mr. Tallon here, probably a senior guy there. In age and in time, or Both. All right. So, as I've talked about with a lot of these things, there's a lot of hard work. Many people put in a lot of hard time in and work in trying to make the city a better place to live and improve things in the throughout the city. Sometimes we don't see them. They're behind the scenes, and they don't get counted. It's kind of like, whoa, what are they doing down there? It's a lot of money. But they really are. We did have a problem with the state budget. The state budget, when they this last July, they cut like $1.2 million of money that came to the city in corporate income tax that normally comes back to the city. They decided to keep $1.2 million of it. So that really hurt the budget. And once again, not to talk about, I try not to talk about negatives. We did raise property taxes about that same dollar amount. We had a $5 million budget gap at this point when we started. We cut $4 million out of expenses, still had another million, and that's where we raised the taxes. And it's unfortunate to happen. We hope to be able to reverse that at some point and lower those. But at this point, we need to get some more revenue in. But the state did not help things in that aspect. Police and fire pensions, I need to bring that up. I don't know when you guys are going to get me the hook out of here. You know, nothing against the police or fire department, but these pensions are being a financial drain on the city. It's a promise made is a promise, it should be a promise kept. But we do need, and it's negotiated and worked with the state level, paid at the city level. Yeah. City has nothing to do with it. So you can talk about it, but it is consuming a great deal of our taxpayers' money. So that we do need some type of reform at some point on that, but we need to talk to our state people, legislators on that, and that's a message we should all carry back to them loud and clear, because it is a huge financial drain. Still continue to work on expense controls. We do see, you know, 2018, you know, working on other areas that we can be more productive and cut some expenses. You know, it's a never-ending deal. Once again, if many of you have been in businesses, owned businesses, worked there, you can't do it all at once. All the ideas don't happen at once. And so we did some in 2017 and continue to look at those avenues in 2019 or 18. Where we can reduce some expenses and not affect services to the citizens. That's the goal. The city is very financially stable. We pay all the bills. Bond payments are getting paid. We have cash on hand. And so that part is very positive, going back to HR, but in the departments on how they do it. But we want to keep it that way. Like I talked about before, the bond rating and everything else, it can spiral down if you let it get away. So that's where we need to be very cautious financially on how we do things to keep it stable. If not, you know, obviously it would be growing, but we want to make sure that we stay stable and very positive. Continue to rebuilding relationships. As you talked about, heard we talk about partnerships and everything else. There's some that have been strained over the years, whether it be with Milan, whether it be with the Conservancy Group, whether it be with other public entities or private. We are working hard at trying to reestablish those relationships. I know I meet with the mayors on a monthly basis. Randy meets with the city managers once a month, minimum. And department heads, obviously, Public Works, obviously, Park and Rec meet with other cities, because I gave some of those examples. But we want to continue those relationships and build them stronger. We need to start, I guess, let's really continue to work on 18. We need to attract, I guess the thoughts are in a vision, attracting small and medium businesses. Big boxes are fine, large businesses are great, but what our forte and our niche is, more the small and business, regional, local businesses, to help them open their businesses here and get the ones that are here to help them grow. We are hiring a new individual, talk about budget cuts, but hiring a new individual in the community economic to work specifically on that, to go out and meeting businesses, talking to them, existing ones, what they can do to help, helping us attract new ones. Because that's very important. Work on beginning plans on some residential. Obviously, it's not a strong growth area, but we need to have some plans put together and make sure that we know where we're going to go, when we're going to go, and how we're going to do it. Continuing to engage these new these committees and commissions, and have them help move things forward. New streetscape, I guess, is another thing. Is we didn't hire a consultant. We're talking to the public. We've had several public meetings. We got another one next week or this week, Wednesday of this week. Public meeting to work with landscaping, primarily at this point downtown. Streetscaping, I should say. So we're consistent. If you look downtown right now, we've got a bit of hodgepodge of type of sidewalks and park benches and et cetera. And we need to be consistent and have a master plan, whether it be lighting, facades, et cetera. And we're working with the public to do that and the city staff and using that expertise versus hiring and spending money. So that's, you'll see that coming out here in the near future. But I guess lastly, I want to do what I guess I've got. You listen to the state of the nation speech and the state of state. I want to do a call to action part of my speech. And that call to action is to you people out here and your friends and your neighbors help the city grow. And there's several ways you can do that. One, if you want to talk about businesses, you maybe have a business that you're doing business with somebody else that they're looking to expand or move, and they could come here. And I'm not talking about stealing from another city in the Quad Cities. I'm talking about bringing new jobs, new businesses. So you, everybody here, along with everybody else, can help do that by passing the word, talking positively about it. You know, we need to continue to talk positive about things that are happening. A lot of positive things are happening in this community. There's a lot of great entertainment events. There's businesses that are growing. There is venues out there, the parks and everything we talked about, to be able to enjoy bike paths throughout the Quad Cities, but you know, Rock Island is part of all of those. This center, there's a lot of positive, and we need to be able to talk positive and work with those and encourage people to live here, start here, their business, and grow. Support local businesses. Once again, we get hung up on the Amazon.com, so to speak, and everything else. Try to shop local. Try to use the accountants that are local, the realtors, or whatever it is. Work with local people. There's once again, the networking, and the chamber does it all the time. Let's use local people and local businesses that are here. That will help Quad Cities, and especially the city of Rock Island, grow. So I guess I ask everybody to do that and get involved. City Hall is always open. If you got ideas, thoughts, please come visit, call, text, email. The doors are open. We're welcoming anybody and any ideas. We can't implement everything. We can't do all of it, but we need ideas. We need thoughts. Not saying we're lacking them, but we want input. We want to make sure we're going down the right road. So please help us. You know, real quick, I don't run out of time. It's interesting, and this the date of this deal, there was a gentleman down in the bottom, in the basement of the City Hall working the other day, found this newspaper, and it happened, as you talk about, really fitting, the annual report of the City of Rock Island. This whole paper was printed on it. Yeah, it's 1960, this was it was published in May of 64. It was a 63-64 time period. So that has really nothing to do with my talk as far as that specific year. Short about when you read it, they had some of the same issues. They talked about blight, how many houses they needed to tear down and work with blight. They talked about cutting back on the budget and street projects because they had to work on the budget and money was tight. You go through this thing, it's amazing the statistics they give here about the crime and the deaths and et cetera. There's some really interesting reading here. It's very fragile, this thing's been tearing. But it's interesting, in 1964, some of the same issues are still happening in 2018. Are still a concern. Doesn't mean they've been ignored. It's just an ongoing, year-to-year basis. It's sometimes we report negative on it, but it's part of life, and it's part of what it takes for the city to grow and be new and come up with new thoughts and everything else. Preserve the history, but keep working on striving toward the future. So that's what I have.